This week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the terrain of history is shifting beneath our feet. And she said the nation's diplomatic corps must shift with it. Secretary Rice outlined her plan to reposition diplomatic forces around the world. Now, if they want to advance through the ranks, Foreign Service officers will have to serve in so-called hardship posts in countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Sudan. To talk about these changes, we're joined on the line by J. Anthony Holmes. Ambassador Holmes heads the American Foreign Service Association, which represents active and retired members of the Foreign Service. Ambassador Holmes, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
These changes are part of the administration's goal of transformational diplomacy. How do diplomats understand this new construct?
It's an effort by the Secretary to better align her assets, her resources, with her priorities throughout the world. And that entails a shift of personnel away from Europe and the post-World War II staffing of embassies toward large developing countries and geographical groupings around the world.
Now, one of the things that Secretary Rice said as she was trying to illustrate her point is that there are nearly 200 cities with over a million people, yet they have no formal U.S. diplomatic presence. How big of a personnel shift is this going to be if we see Foreign Service officers now deployed to these cities that are outside of capitals?
Well, this has quite profound implications, but I think a rather minimal shift in personnel. Since the bombing of the embassy in Beirut in 1983, but intensively since the bombings of the embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam in 1998, we've had a very determined trend to bring in the disparate parts of the embassies that are situated outside of the chanceries themselves. We've begun this huge, we're well along in this huge program of construction of new embassies and consular facilities, and bringing all these people inside. So this effort to provide diplomats in these very large and important secondary cities is going to raise real questions about how we provide adequate security for these people, their families, at a time when working overseas for the United States is extremely dangerous.
What are the specific safety concerns when you talk about being removed in different places like that?
Well, the Congress passed a law in 1999 that resulted from the recommendations of the Accountability Review Board that looked into the bombings in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam the previous year. And among those recommendations was, for example, to have a 100-foot setback between the building itself and the street, particularly where vehicles could approach. And if you have a one-person office in a city, you can't have that. It just costs too much to acquire the land and construct the facility to withstand car bombs or the other things that we've been subjected to during the past 22 years.
When you look a quarter century down the road, say, how do you think this new structure will have altered the overall culture of the Foreign Service?
I think you can't look at it as just the new structure. I mean, this is something that the Secretary feels strongly is she is adapting to the realities that she sees in the world. Once these security concerns are addressed, then the other issue that really needs to be addressed is funding for the programs that we need to put in place to engage these other countries and get them to buy into our visions and to move forward in implementing them. And that's a very long-term, resource-intensive process. The bottom line here is we just cannot be a superpower on a shoestring. If we're serious about this, the administration has to work with the Congress to give the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development the resources it needs to transform the Secretary's vision of transformational diplomacy into a reality, a meaningful reality.
J. Anthony Holmes is president of the American Foreign Service Association. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.